With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. This year's Fowler Center series will begin later this month. I was recently joined in the studio by Dr. Wendy Himes, the new director of the Fowler Center here at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, and she gave a preview of the events coming to Riceland Hall later this year. The first two of those events are tributes to other musicians.
The first concert is Tuesday, September 25th, and it is a musical time machine to the 70s. Two great singer-songwriters, Billy Joel and Elton John, and Jim Witter is the pianist and singer who embodies these two songwriting greats, and he brings a fabulous band. He also projects images from the decade in the background, you know, so it is just a wonderful trip down memory lane combined with his amazing musicians. It should be really fun.
Then after that, you've got a tribute to some ladies from a different style of music.
That would be Sandra Reeves and her late great ladies of blues and jazz. And for those of you who appreciate the great blues singers, this will be a wonderful historical concert. Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Ethel Waters, Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, and Mahalia Jackson, they will all be appearing in spirit through Miss Sandra. She is just amazing, and the stories that these women told will come to life. You know, each one of these women had such an amazing experience. Their stories need to be told, and the music, of course, we all know they were legends. So we get to enjoy that.
Now, occasionally during the Fowler Center series, there is a comedy troupe that comes in. We've had some in the past, and you've got one coming in November.
That would be the Water Coolers. You have a water cooler here?
We have a conference room with a microwave and a coffee pot, but we don't have an actual water cooler.
Well, wherever the gossip is happening.
There you go.
That's where this concert just takes off on that. And it is just going to be hilarious. The characters in this play/musical are infuriatingly cheerful helpline people who, you know, those people say, "Hello, this is technology. Can I assist you?" And you just want to strangle them through the phone, and they're always happy. Unintelligible IT cowboys, people who just talk in that techno speak, and you're like, "Would you please speak English?" Thin mint wielding scholastic sales parents. You know, those moms and dads who always approach you saying, "Well, we're trying to raise money for my son or daughter's school. I need you to buy five things of popcorn for $50, please."
And that's the kind of comedy that will be presented that many people will be able to connect with easily.
Yes.
At the Water Coolers performance in November. And you've got something that will help people get in the mood for the holidays as well. Tell us about that concert by Celtic Crossroads.
Celtic Crossroads is a group of seven world-class musicians, and they play over 20 instruments as well as sing on stage. And this is the next generation of Irish musicians coming to the U.S., to tour the U.S. The term Celtic Crossroads originates from the time in Ireland when neighboring communities met at the crossroads to socialize. And this was actually not allowed, and they did it in secret, sometimes in the middle of the night, and they just had a ball. This was their form of entertainment, of course, long before TV and radio. And it's fresh. It's you have that feeling of energy and the dance combined with the music. Oh, you're going to love it.
And, of course, it's going to be for the Christmas season, music performed.
They will be singing some, Celtic Christmas favorites. Put us all in the mood.
Another part of the Fowler Center series over the past few years is bringing in some of the great symphony orchestras that are right here in our own region that aren't that far away, that perhaps maybe we don't have the opportunity to travel to see. You're bringing them to us. Tell us about the Arkansas Symphony coming back to the Riceland Hall.
Well, my understanding is that the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra came to visit several years ago, and they were so in love with the acoustic of Riceland Hall. They just said, we're going to come back. because it really is a joy. And as a musician, when you play in a hall where you can really hear well and it makes you sound good, it makes you play better. So I am just thrilled that they're ready, that they're available to come back. And it's going to feature one of our own music faculty, Ed Owen, who is our tuba faculty, our tuba artist. He'll like me saying that. Can't wait to hear a tuba solo with the orchestra.
And that will be coming up in January. The next two shows are for fans of jazz music.
Alan Harris, he is a crooner, you know, and he has won many awards for the New York Nightlife Award for Outstanding Jazz Vocalist. Tony Bennett calls Alan his favorite singer. So that's wonderful to have the endorsement of Tony Bennett, I would think. So he just dances around that guitar. You can see his videos on YouTube. It's going to be great.
The next artist, again, a jazz musician, but or jazz vocalist, but this also, like some of the earlier shows in the series, is going to be a tribute. Tell us about Stacey Sullivan coming to Riceland Hall.
Oh, this is going to be such a treat. If you do not know Stacey Sullivan or Miss Peggy Lee's music, this will be your chance. You can see videos of Peggy Lee back in the 20s. She was the singer, you know, long before Madonna captured everybody. This woman captured everybody's heart with her music and her artistry, and she was beautiful. Her stage presence is electric. If you watch her on these old videos, they're available. And Stacey Sullivan has put together a wonderful show with her greatest hits. And for those who know Peggy Lee, they'll just be enthralled. And those who don't know Peggy Lee, it's a chance to get to know this amazing woman who was really a pioneer in the time when there weren't a lot of solo women performers.
And then finally, we'll wrap up the season with a celebration of just simply the human voice. Nothing but the human voice. Tell us about voice play.
When you hear this group, you're going to swear that there's like a drum kit in the background. And there isn't. It is one of the guys. He is the percussionist / beatboxer. And their voices, I don't know how many octaves they reach, probably at least 4 or 5. I'm going to ask them. I meant to ask them. They have amazing ranges, and they do a lot of really fun antics on stage, and they're really cute. So all you girls, you got to come check out Voice Play. They are really nice.
Well, it sounds like you've got an exciting season ahead of us the next several months. We talked about a lot of different types of music and a lot of different performances. If someone who's been listening would like to know more details, or even better yet, how to purchase season tickets, how could they do that?
You can go to our website, which is easy to remember. It's yourfowlercenter.com. Or you can call up the ASU box office. You can give them over the phone. You can go to www.tickets.astate.edu. You can order your tickets online. And really, now is the time to buy your subscriptions, because you will save 37% if you buy a subscription. You'll basically get 3 shows for free if you buy a subscription. And they're really economical, especially with special discounts for ASU faculty and staff and ASU students. You just, you know, show your ID. You can get into individual tickets for $6. Wow. As an ASU student. We really keep them low. We really want to see lots of students come and enjoy this talent right on your campus.
Dr. Wendy Himes is the new director of the Fowler Center, the performing arts facility here on the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro. Again, their website is yourfowlercenter.com. You can hear another interview I conducted with Dr. Himes talking about her personal background in music and arts administration and what she sees as the future of the Fowler Center under her leadership. That interview is archived at kasu.org/news. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.